I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Do you ever leave a client meeting and feel like, wow, that was a whirlwind, and you just don't feel like the client saw the value of what you were trying to communicate? I hear a lot of people have this issue. I've run into the same thing myself. I think it's a pretty common problem because especially for us as web designers, when somebody contacts you and reaches out and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a website, it's really easy to jump into figuring out what are the specs for the site with questions like who's your audience and who are your competitors and do you have a color palette already selected what features do you want? Are you going to be blogging? Do you need e-commerce? Do you want SEO? You just kind of dive into all of this stuff to try to figure out how can I put together this really awesome website for my client. Well, a lot of times what ends up happening is your client ends up not seeing the value of what you're offering because you're jumping straight into the nitty-gritty details of this website and they feel like they're buying a website. And so what I wanted to talk about with you guys today is how do you shift the client's thinking so that they understand that you're offering way more than just a website and you're really going to be solving deeper, more valuable, like measurable business problems for them, perhaps even using the website to get there. So that's a really interesting point because a lot of times what will happen is if you jump into this garden variety discovery call kind of framework, then what ends up happening is the client instantly assumes that they're buying a website, that you're the implementer of an idea. And then from that point forward, you've set the wrong first impression. And so it's much better if you can set the right first impression from the get-go, because if you don't, then what ends up happening is you go to this crazy kind of maybe like this four-step process of doing a bunch of research for free, right? So you end up having this discovery call to kind of get a general gist of what the client's looking for. And then you end up going down this road where the first thing you do, like after the meeting, is you start doing all this research to try to figure out, okay, based on all the stuff that this person just said and who their audience is and who their competitors are and all these sites that they like and all this other stuff, you then try to study all that stuff and you try to do a bunch of research. And then you try to formulate a strategy to actually achieve some cool goals for them and things like that. And you're doing all of this for free and it takes a really long time. And so you then write the proposal and that takes forever. And then you go back to have another meeting with the client to present all of this stuff, all of which is free so far, right? And then only if they like the presentation, only if they like your pitch or whatever, if they like the strategy and the research and everything you put together and they buy into the proposal, only then do they hire you to implement the stuff in the proposal. And so the reason that that's such a mess is because all of the most valuable stuff that takes a ton of time is stuff that you just did for free, like the research and the strategy. And then they hire you only if they like it, they hire you to then do the implementation, which is the least valuable part of the whole thing. So then if your price is too high, then what will happen is they'll say, oh yeah, well, I like everything you said, but the price is too high. And then they'll just take the proposal that you gave them, shop it around and have somebody else kind of implement everything for cheaper. And that's crazy frustrating, right? Like cue the brain blowing frustration out of that. It's like, that sucks, right? So what can you do to avoid that going forward? And the answer to that question is actually there's a whole series of questions. And it's a whole different mindset to take when you are approaching the client. Because the big difference between like the top web designers who are crushing it and the web designers who are really struggling to get by, the big defining difference is really two things. The first one is that the top web designers have really done two things. The first thing is they don't do all the strategy and the research and everything for free. So they've stopped doing all the free work and they've positioned themselves in a way where they're serving the client to do deeper, more valuable, more meaningful work other than just spinning up a website, right? So what I'm trying to describe here in kind of granular detail is the difference between having upstream clients versus downstream clients. So a downstream client tends to be where most web designers connect with their clients. And that means that it's downstream with regard to like the development cycle of their project. So what will oftentimes happen is a business owner will be having some kind of an issue in their business, whatever it could be. They could have moved to a new location, or they could have hired new employees, or maybe they have new services, or haven't updated their website in a long time, or whatever. They've got some kind of issue that's going on in their business, and they think, oh, well, if I could get a better website that had all of our new services and our updated location and our new employees and our new pricing and whatever it might be, if we had something like that, then we could get more clients and it would be easier to onboard new clients and everything. We'd make more money. So how do we get a new website that does that stuff? And then they go and try to hire somebody to implement those technical skills. And so they're really far downstream in the development cycle of their project because they're just now, they're all the way down to the point where they're looking for the technical implementation of these ideas that they've come up with. And then the web designer has the mindset, okay, this person's pretty far downstream with regard to their project, so I need to just kind of get into their brain to see what they're thinking so that I can then kind of step in and do the work and implement all this stuff and everything's going to look great and everybody will be happy and wouldn't that be nice? And that is the big problem because it's really hard today to charge a lot for the implementation, right? You might be able to get like $1,500, you know, something like that. I think the average price is even like under 1,000. But if you're nice and you have, you know, good rapport and all that other stuff, you can get the price up to 1,500, you know, maybe even a little bit more. But you can't get it up to like 15,000. And so what's the difference between these kind of $1,500 projects that everybody seems to be working on versus the $15,000 projects that will earn you this five-figure family trophy and that the double stackers are winning? Like, what's the difference? And the difference is going upstream rather than downstream with regard to your clients. So an example of an upstream client, that would be somebody that's still far up the stream. They haven't gotten down to the point where they're trying to figure out who's going to implement all of my ideas. And instead, they're upstream thinking, I wish we had more leads coming in. Our calendar is only half full and my sales team is underutilized, or we've moved and we've so much time has gone by since the last time we updated our site that the website's no longer accurately reflecting who we are and what we do, and therefore we're getting all of these unqualified leads coming in, and we're wasting all the time on the phone and all, you know, everything is a mess. But they haven't gotten to the point where they know what to do about it yet. They're kind of thinking about and feeling stuck in their problems. That's an upstream client. Because when you can connect at that point in the development cycle of this project, now you have the opportunity to show up with leadership and like genuine integrity and say, here's what I can offer you to solve these bigger problems. The website is only one component in that. Right? There's usually three layers to the whole thing and even more components than that. But generally speaking, you have the design website layer, but you also have marketing tools and different kinds of, you know, other ideas that you might have with regard to lead generation and funnels and email marketing and nurturing systems and drip campaigns and maybe building a social media platform that has like an audience on there that they can nurture and stuff and so forth like that. So it's like there's all these different things. So you have this tool set layer. And then you've got this strategy. Like, what are you actually going to do with all that stuff? Like, so what if I have a Facebook group and an email list and a website and a funnel and all that stuff? If I don't know how to use any of that stuff, or I don't know how to execute with regard to my particular business with those tools. So that gives you three layers. You've got the design layer, you've got the tools layer, and then you've got the strategy layer. And when you're upstream, you can present these things to your clients and demonstrate your leadership and demonstrate your value. As opposed to when you're downstream and people are just saying, hey, can you give me a 5-page website? What do you charge per page? Oh, I charge $300 per page. 5 pages, it's $1,500. Like, rather than doing that kind of implementation kind of discussion with your clients, you're shifting the entire perspective into, hey, I'm going to be basically this strategic marketing consultant who also has the skills to implement the stuff we're talking about, right? That's basically the idea behind Double Stack, which is you do the marketing and the development, right? You have the marketing and strategy where you can say, these are the things I think you should be doing. And if you like it, then we can actually go ahead and do it. But there's even more to it than that. When you're upstream, you can price anchor the project before you work on the proposal. You can get commitment from the client before you work on the proposal. You can set expectations for the length of the relationship before you start the project. Like, so instead of it being a one and done kind of a thing, it's a long-term kind of a thing. You're not wasting your time writing proposals that get rejected or that the price point's out of whack. It's like you do all of the pre-qualifying up front so that when you actually do the work, you're getting paid for the strategy, you're getting paid for the research, you're getting paid for the implementation, you're getting paid for the marketing, you're getting paid for the ongoing support with that recurring revenue. All of that is much better than when you're just implementing a site and moving on to the next client. And so the big difference between kind of this lower value approach and this higher ticket approach comes down to, are you connecting with clients downstream where they're just looking for skills and implementation, or are you connecting with clients upstream where they're feeling stuck and thinking about their problems, and then you approach the whole situation from like a strategic marketing perspective, also coming to the table with the ability to do something about it, right? So that's where you want to be. You want to be upstream. Now, here's the other exciting thing. I gave a presentation last Thursday night about this exact situation, right? About how do you go upstream? And after that, so this was Thursday night, I don't know, relatively late at night. So after hours, Thursday. Saturday morning, I woke up with thank you emails from someone who usually sells like $1,500 websites, who just landed a $4,500 project. Another guy landed, an $8,300 project. Another guy landed a $12,400 project. All directly from the live presentation that I gave last Thursday night. So what I did was I took basically a recording of last Thursday's presentation and I wrote up a bunch of notes and created like this video presentation. So rather than doing it live, I actually put some slides and stuff together. And I put that out there for you guys if you want to check it out. It's a paid course, but I guarantee you that if you do the stuff that we talk about in this little course, that you will probably at least 10x the value of your investment in the course, because it's only like $99. In fact, right now it's only $47. So it's dramatically reduced in price. So if you go over to upstreamquestions.com, head over to that site, take a look and see what you think. Check out the video course, and it will give you an arsenal of questions that you can be asking your client that will show them that you're much more interested in what they want to see in their business than what features they want to see on their website, right? So it's going to take you upstream to where you can have this much better, longer term, deeper, more valuable relationship where you're serving the client by giving them the results that they want rather than just selling them a website and moving on to the next client. So check it out. See what you think. It's a 1-hour video course, and I think that you'll find that just this one thing, like if you can take the results that you can get from this are virtually overnight, because you don't have to learn a whole lot of new skills. What you're really doing is you're reframing the relationship between you and your client by creating a better first impression through the questions that you ask, demonstrating your value rather than trying to get people to hire you to update a website or do maintenance or fix a thing or do something kind of trivial or technical. So you're moving upstream. So that's the whole point. So go over to upstreamquestions.com, check it out, see what you think. And I have a feeling that if you do what we talk about in that lesson, you will 10x the value of your investment in this little course. It's really inexpensive. It's 1 hour of your time. And I think it'll have a foundational kind of shift with regard to not only your mindset, like in how you actually approach clients just from that point of view, but also the client's mindset too, in terms of how you're going to be able to lead them and really serve them rather than just sell them stuff. So check that out. I'm going to put a link to that down below this video or something like that, or maybe I'll post in the Facebook group or something another link to this so you can check it out. But take a look at that. See what you think. If you have any questions about it, leave a comment here. Happy to help in any way that I can. But it's really cool. It's like this really condensed, packed down thing where if you get, it's under now, it's like 58 minutes or something like that. And it will talk to you about the difference between working with startups versus established businesses, how to pre-qualify your leads, what are some red flags about potential clients that might be a waste of time. So how can you identify that stuff before you end up spending too much time writing free proposals and doing all the strategy and stuff? So everything from qualification to different metrics to look for high ticket clients, to what questions you ought to be asking them, to how to present like your pitch without actually having to develop a proposal first. You know, how do you get the commitment from the client before you have to spend time doing all of that stuff? And you're going to discover how to do all of that stuff in under an hour. And it's one of these things where I think you're going to find that the value is just through the roof. And if you don't, let me know and I'll refund your money. Like, it's not that, right? So it's just, I just feel really confident that you're going to love this stuff. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And we'll just kind of take it from there. And then on top of that, after you meet with your clients about this stuff, if you want to talk to me like and can do like a one-on-one consultation, we can do that too. I'm always open. Just want to kind of put this last thing out there that I'm always open to talk to you guys about anything you want to talk about. And you can go over to doublestack.net/call and we can set up a one-on-one call. And maybe we even do it over Zoom or something. So it's like a video chat or whatever, where we can talk about this stuff. Because what you might find after you're checking out this upstreamquestions.com thing is, okay, well, how do I write a better proposal? Well, maybe we write one together. Or what do I say on my website now that I'm shifting into more of this high ticket consulting? And what should my pricing be? And how do I get in front of the right leads? Like all of that stuff might be things you want to kind of talk about. We can do that. But before that, head over to upstreamquestions.com, check this thing out. And I have a really strong suspicion that in less than an hour, you'll shift your mindset and you will probably be able to 10x the value of that little investment. I mean, what I'm saying by that is, I think that if you do this, you'll make more than $500 or whatever. Like, I'm charging like $47 for the thing right now. If you were to do this, I would be shocked if you didn't turn that $47 investment into an extra $500 on your next project. And really, the truth is, based on what happened last Thursday night, thousands and thousands of extra dollars. Like, everyone that I talked to, just mentioned to you, normally sells websites in the $1,000 to $2,000 range and went up to $4,500, $8,300, $12,400. Now, I can't guarantee that everybody has results at that level, but what I'm telling you is the potential is there. The potential is there. So if you feel like that you've really been struggling to show your value to the client and you want to show up with leadership and you want to solve deeper problems and you want to be more of a marketing strategic consultant as opposed to like an implementer of tech stuff, and you want to do both of those things, check this thing out. I think you're going to be blown away by it. And if you're not, you just let me know. I'll refund you. Head over to upstreamquestions.com. Check that thing out. And I think you'll really be happy about it. Awesome. Excited about it. Looking forward to seeing what you think. And let's talk again next week. Boop.